This is Spectrum. Personal opinion on issues of public interest from six different viewpoints. Now, today's perspective.
I'm Earl Caldwell. It may be that because nobody knows exactly what to do, that we've taken to just striking out at whatever is close. As the old saying goes, it bees that way sometime. But in the hostage crisis, the beating the press is taking is way off base. Somebody has to take blame, somebody is at fault, and something has to be done. But telling the media to pretend that what is taking place isn't actually happening, well, in a word, that's stupid. The media are not perfect. The pictures of the mob scene of camera crews and reporters the day a few of the hostages were paraded out was, at best, an embarrassment. But write that off as no more than a reflection of the fierce competition that exists for the pictures that work for television. And the pictures don't wait. Either you're there and you get them, or the pictures are gone. So it's not so unusual to see cameramen and photographers trying to knock down anything that even begins to come close to getting in the way of their pictures. In the hostage crisis, however, the criticism of the media involves more than behavior. At first, it was rather subtle. Then the criticism was that the media, especially television, were going a bit overboard with the coverage. Or to say it another way, paying too much attention and giving too much time to the terrorists. That's the criticism that's mushroomed. And in a way, the media now are being blamed. It's actually being suggested that if the lights of the television cameras were turned out, that the hostages would be freed and the terrorists would go home. It's not that easy. Turn out the lights, send the media home. All that's sure to do is provoke the terrorists into upping the ante. We keep forgetting. The media's job is to cover the news. At times, they may do too much. Other times, they may not do enough. But the single job the media have is to bring information to the people. Anytime they step away from that, it leads to trouble. Shut down the coverage of the hostage crisis, and it's the public that's put in the dark. Wasn't that the lesson we learned in Grenada? Past experience keeps telling us it's what the people don't know that hurts them. And maybe that's it. Maybe there is still too much in the Middle East that we don't know. But if the media don't tell us, we're not going to know. And maybe that's the criticism that's due. Maybe the media haven't told us enough. For Spectrum, I'm Earl Caldwell.
Spectrum broadcasts six viewpoints on public issues, Monday through Saturday. The personal opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this station or the CBS radio network.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Where are the hostages? For the past several hours, reports from many quarters had it that the Americans who've been held captive in Lebanon were being taken by road from Beirut to Damascus, Syria, and from there would be flown to freedom in West Germany. Now it seems that the hostages are still in Beirut, and Larry Pintak tells us that they're apparently on the way to the airport and about to leave from there on the hijacked plane that brought them in.
At the airport, there have been preparations for that TWA plane to take off. The crew has been on the ground, they've been revving up the engines, checking out the plane, and they've filed a flight plan for Damascus. Now the hostages, we don't have a number on them, we don't know if all 39 are involved or not. They gathered at an Amal office in Borjo-Barazhny, which is one of the Shiite suburbs. And what appears to have happened, this confusion over their location earlier, what appears to have happened is that Amal officials knew they had been taken out of their hiding places. They thought they'd been put on the road for Damascus. It turned out they were gathered at this Amal office. Again, they are now on their way to the airplane.
That's Larry Pintak in Beirut. Apparently all the other elements still hold, as far as we know, that the hostages will be taken to Damascus and then turned over to the United States government. The plan, reportedly, is that they will be taken by U.S. military plane to Frankfurt, West Germany, and Vice President Bush, currently in Geneva, is expected to fly to West Germany and greet the hostages there. In Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres was asked whether any deal was made, the release of the American hostages in exchange for the more than 700 Lebanese held by Israel.
Israel didn't have to make any deal and didn't make any deal, but obviously, if the hostages will reach their homes, we won't have the obstacles that we have had until now to proceed with our own way of releasing the prisoners.
The Israelis and the Reagan administration have made the point all through the hostage crisis that it was always Israel's intention to release the detainees. More news in a minute.
If you lie awake listening to the sound of your clock, you may want help feeling drowsy.
D-R-O-W-S-Y-P-O-Z.
Try Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
For occasional sleeplessness, just one maximum strength Compose can help you feel drowsy, so you can get to sleep faster, get a good night's sleep, and wake up ready to go. Use only as directed. Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
You're on with Kathy Lawrence. What's your problem?
My skin is flaky and dry around my cheeks, but my forehead, nose, and chin are oily. By the way, I'm black, Kathy.
You've got combination skin. Part oily, part dry. Try Cuticura medicated soap.
Cuticura?
Cuticura's combination formula helps soothe flaking and dry skin ash while it lifts out excess oil. Fights bacteria, too.
Oh, so Cuticura fights oily and dry skin.
Sure does. Cuticura works wonders on combination skin. Use only as directed, okay?
According to the Washington Post, the United States and the Soviet Union have a tentative agreement to hold a summit meeting in Geneva. The paper says President Reagan and Soviet leader Gorbachev would get together there in November, assuming progress in the arms talks. Vice President Bush stopped in Geneva for a meeting with the arms negotiators, and he's expected to travel from there to greet the returning hostages in West Germany. A tragic story in Miami. Last night, police say 24-year-old Charles Griffith went to Children's Hospital where his 3-year-old daughter was being treated for severe brain damage. There, he allegedly shot her to death. Ardith Jones is a hospital spokeswoman.
He gave himself up. He turned the gun over and gave himself up to one of the security guards of the hospital who had been called. He surrendered very quietly and was removed from the hospital by Metro Police.
A Miami police spokesman terms the fatal shooting an apparent mercy killing. The child had been hospitalized since October after suffering head injuries in an accident at her grandmother's home. Leaders of two United Auto Workers locals say they have reluctantly agreed to the terms of a contract offer from American Motors, and the union officials expect the rank and file to ratify the pact. AMC said the only alternative would be closing its plants in Milwaukee and Kenosha, Wisconsin, with the loss of some 7,700 jobs. Now this.
Everyone dreams of success, but if you intend to turn your dreams into reality, have a pencil ready for an attractive offer from the Wall Street Journal, because the Journal gives you the information you need to succeed. Recent Journal articles explained why owning a franchise business could be a wise investment, how entrepreneurs are coping now that venture capital is harder to get, and how some people have made business failure an advantage in California's Silicon Valley. Now here's an offer from the Wall Street Journal that will bring you stories like these every business day. Just call now, toll free, 800-228-6600. You'll get 26 weeks of the Wall Street Journal for only $56. That's a $7.50 saving off the cover price. Call 800-228-6600 in the continental U.S., except Nebraska. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of the American dream.
To repeat, reporter Larry Pintak in Beirut tells us now that earlier reports the American hostages had been taken by bus to Damascus were apparently incorrect. He says now that the hostages are being prepared to board the TWA plane that was hijacked 3 weeks ago and will apparently fly to Damascus and then be released to the United States. Bill Whitney, CBS News. This is a CBS News special report, the ordeal of Flight 847. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News. Developments in the hostage drama are coming thick and fast this morning, and while it appears that the trail leads to freedom, the 39 captive Americans are taking a circuitous route. The best information we have now is that they are still in Beirut to be flown out shortly aboard the TWA jet that was hijacked 3 weeks ago.
This is Larry Pintak in Beirut. The American hostages are at a school in the Shiite suburb of Borjo-Barajni. A convoy of Red Cross and other vehicles has formed up in front of that school. For a time, it looked like they were about to load on board, then they were taken back inside the school. The reports on the ground from CBS crews at the school say that they'll load aboard that convoy and be taken to the airport, and that the plane should take off sometime this afternoon for Damascus.
Larry Pintak reporting from Beirut. Reportedly, once the hostages are in Damascus, the Syrian government will turn them over to U.S. authorities who fly them to the U.S. Air Force Base at Wiesbaden, West Germany. Vice President Bush and his wife will greet them there. In Geneva, Bush was asked about his emotions on learning that the hostage drama seems to be coming to a close.
Joy at the release of my fellow countrymen. Sadness that a young kid, Robert Steedham, because he was a member of the armed forces traveling on a civilian airliner, was brutalized and killed.
Outside his home in Jerusalem, Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres was asked for his reaction to today's developments.
I'm very glad. I'm following it very carefully. I hope they will reach freedom as soon as possible in a good shape and good health. And I hope that this agony will come to an end as soon as possible.
Peres insists that there is no deal for the release of the Lebanese held by Israel in exchange for the freedom of the hostages. This has been a CBS News special report, The Ordeal of Flight 847. With continuing coverage, I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
CBS News, this is Rob Armstrong. The release of the American hostages in Beirut still appears imminent, but right now some, if not all, of the 39 American hostages are still in the Lebanese capital, despite earlier reports that they had been put on a bus bound for Damascus, Syria.
This is Larry Pintak in Beirut. There's a great deal of confusion over where the hostages are and where they're going and how they're going to get there. We know that at least some of the hostages are in a school in Borjo Barajni. That's one of the Shiite slums near the airport. A Red Cross convoy is formed up in front of that school, but no one has come out, and that convoy has not moved. We know some hostages are in there. CBS producer Peter Bluff is in that building, but he's been detained by Amal militiamen, unable to come out to tell us just how many and who of the hostages are inside. There have been conflicting reports that some of the hostages may have gone by road, but that's still a matter of some confusion. There's also confusion about the crew. The crew was sighted at the airport earlier today, just a few hours ago. They were out on the tarmac, under the plane, checking the plane. The flight engineer was seen at the nose of the plane while the pilot revved up the engines. Obvious preparations for takeoff. The plane's been refueled. A flight plan has been filed. Damascus is the place the plane is supposed to be going according to that flight plan. But now we do not see the crew in the plane anymore. We can't see them in the cockpit, and there are reports they may have come off that plane. Larry Pintak, CBS News, Beirut.
Despite the confusion in Beirut, the White House is not indicating that any hitches have developed in the release of the Americans. And CBS News in Tel Aviv reports that an American military jet has already landed in Damascus to transport the hostages to Frankfurt, West Germany. We'll have more on the hostage drama in 1 minute.
When you lie awake listening to the dripping faucet, you may want help feeling drowsy.
D-R-O-W-S-Y-C-O-M. P-O-Z.
Try Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
For occasional sleeplessness, just one maximum strength Compose can help you feel drowsy, so you can get to sleep faster, get a good night's sleep, and wake up ready to go. Use only as directed. Compose.
C-O-M-P-O-Z.
You're on with Kathy Lawrence. What's your problem?
Kathy, I have two of them. Oiliness around my forehead and nose, and my cheeks are as dry as can be.
That's combination skin. How do you treat it?
That's my problem.
Get Cuticure medicated soap.
You mean Cuticure works on both?
Mm-hmm. Cuticure's combination formula helps soften dry patches and lifts out excess oil. Fights bacteria, too.
So Cuticure fights oily skin and dry skin?
Sure does. Cuticure works wonders on combination skin. Use only as directed, okay?
The key demand by the Shiite Muslims holding the Americans in Beirut is that some 700 Lebanese prisoners be released from captivity in Israel. Bruno Wassertile has been covering that element of the story.
CBS News asked Prime Minister Shimon Peres about his reaction to reports that the American hostages were being transferred to Damascus and were likely to be released in a few hours' time.
I'm very glad. I'm following it very carefully. I hope they will reach freedom as soon as possible in a good shape and good health. And I hope that this agony will come to an end as soon as possible.
Peres stressed that Israel made no deal to gain the release of the hostages. At the same time, the Prime Minister said that once the released Americans were safely returned home, the obstacles to the repatriation of the 735 Lebanese being held by Israel would no longer exist. Bruno Wassertile, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Some other stories in brief. Another death is being blamed on tainted cheese in Southern California. A stillborn baby in San Diego is the latest victim, bringing to 50 the number of deaths connected with cheese made by the Jalisco Products Company. The Strategic Air Command is going to land its first operational B-1B bomber this afternoon at Dyess Air Force Base in Texas. Now this.
Everyone dreams of success, but if you intend to turn your dreams into reality, have a pencil ready for an attractive offer from the Wall Street Journal, because the Journal gives you the information you need to succeed. Recent Journal articles explained why owning a franchise business could be a wise investment, how entrepreneurs are coping now that venture capital is harder to get, and how some people have made business failure an advantage in California's Silicon Valley. Now here's an offer from the Wall Street Journal that will bring you stories like these every business day. Just call now, toll free, 800-228-6600. You'll get 26 weeks of the Wall Street Journal for only $56. That's a $7.50 saving off the cover price. Call 800-228-6600 in the continental U.S., except Nebraska. Subscribe to the Wall Street Journal, the daily diary of the American dream.
Recapping our top story, at least some of the American hostages from TWA Flight 847 are still in Beirut. It is not known whether that means all of them or just part of the 39. It was first reported that all of them would be taken by bus from Beirut to Damascus. Now it is reported that those hostages still in Beirut will be put back on the TWA jet at Beirut Airport and flown to Damascus. There is no indication from the White House that complications have developed in the resolution of the hostage crisis. We'll continue to report details as they become available. Rob Armstrong, CBS News.